It's to raise awareness and raise voices for older adults who are abused, neglected, and exploited. It's a very underreported crime and activity, so we need to have more people be aware that this does, in fact, occur in our communities. It's all around us, and we don't know about it.
The Council on Aging's website says that research shows that only about 1 in 5 incidents of elder abuse are ever reported. Why do so many cases go unknown?
There's many reasons, but one is that people aren't aware that there is help out there. A lot of times the victims themselves are unable to report. Maybe there's some dementia, or they oftentimes are afraid that there's going to be retaliation against them. Perhaps the son who's stealing from them will put them into a nursing home, and that to them is worse than the fact that they're being stolen from.
You mentioned stealing. What other sorts of things qualify as elder abuse?
Physical violence, and that is the least occurring, but it does happen. Financial exploitation, and that is basically where an older adult's benefits and financial assets are being stolen by someone they know. The most frequently reported is what's called self-neglect. This is where an older person, perhaps there's some dementia, depression, other issues going on, and they neglect themselves. They don't eat, they don't bathe, they isolate themselves, they refuse help.
If someone is experiencing abuse, or if someone thinks a friend or a neighbor may be having trouble, what can they do?
First, they can report to their county adult protective services agency. Anyone can report. You don't have to be an expert on elder abuse, but if you think that you're seeing it happening, it's helpful to go ahead and just report that. I do hope that people will understand how serious elder abuse is in our community. It's a silent kind of crime, but it is happening all around us, and I hope people will be aware and will report when they suspect.
For WNKU News, I'm Sarah Dreibelbis.